My name is Shelley Kaiser, and I'm Director of Advocacy for the American Lung Association of Ohio. My sister-in-law, Alina, had schizophrenia, and she was doing pretty well with her schizophrenia. She'd been in and out of the hospital a couple times in her younger years, but she'd been pretty stable. She'd been on medication. She was doing pretty good. She had a boyfriend. She had her own apartment. You know, she was starting to level off, but she was a smoker and had smoked for many years. She wanted to quit, but hadn't been able to quit. When she was 40, she was diagnosed with breast cancer, and the doctor told her, you know, if you keep smoking, you're going to die. You won't last through treatment. And so, at the age of 43, my sister-in-law died of breast cancer. And it was a horrible thing to watch. I mean, she didn't die of schizophrenia. She died of smoking. You know, when she first had schizophrenia, she was so kind of bland, and she wouldn't joke around, and because, you know, her treatment and the medication she had, she wasn't happy, but she had kind of come out of that, and her medication was changed, and she would laugh and joke, you know, and she was so much better, so much, her personality had blossomed. You know, everything was just so much better. And then, boom, you know, that was it. That's why I'm really glad to be part of this, the thing we're doing, because it's looking at getting cessation services in a way that people with mental illness, severely mental ill people need, places they can get it. Not a place like that that didn't give it where she needed it, but in places they can go and they feel comfortable with, like where she went to a mental health center to get her medications. She saw those people all the time. If they had given it to her there with her regular counseling, she could be alive today. So that's why I feel real passionate about it.